Warren Russell is the Director of Operations for GCI in Juneau. He explains what this will mean to Southeast.
The communities will experience speed and reliability increases with fiber for the first time. It'll provide redundancy and diverse connectivity to the majority of these communities, allowing pretty consistent communication flow. It also opens up the opportunity for us to bring additional services into these communities that wasn't before available, such as HD programming, additional channel lineups, increased internet speeds, and then other services that we don't even know exist yet. So it's kind of creating that pipe for the future.
Currently, GCI customers in Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Sitka, and Angoon are serviced through microwave and satellite networks. A microwave can handle about 2,000 simultaneous voice and data calls at a time, whereas fiber optic can run about 129,000 simultaneous voice and data calls at a time. Once the fiber optic link to these communities is complete, space will be freed up on the microwave and satellite network, allowing other rural communities to increase speed and access to services. Russell says the fiber optic cable does not translate into paying higher rates.
Right now, the rates will remain the same, but you're doubling the speeds specific to internet. But right now, what we're trying to do is normalize the rates so that it's the same across the state. So for the same bandwidth that you can get in Juneau, you now can get it in Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell at that same speed.
Although the implementation of the cable is currently ongoing, Southeast residents will not see any actual construction since the cable is underwater. Russell says this subcable is unique.
When we talk about building a subcable, a lot of folks think, oh, okay, it's just, you know, a string of wires being made and you lay it out into the water and you're done. But the project itself is being made where each segment of cable is made to fit the type of bottom floor in the sea. So if it's rocky, it's made with armored cable. If it's sandy, it's made with more of a weighty, so it slips in underneath the sand. If it's in the grass, you know, that kind of thing. And what they do is they meld these all together and connect it.
This project will also require having a central office shelter in each town. This will be where the cable is going to terminate before it feeds into the community. Wrangell's shelter is a green building located on Peninsula Street on the Ritchie lot. The cable is currently being laid, and Russell says the goal is to have it in place by the end of November and operational by the end of the year. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.